T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All the way to, fingers crossed, exciting, wet, first place baseball. New York Yankees, of course. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today as we'll do this. And then head on up the FDR out to Yankee Stadium. Weather permitting, of course. We are 0-for-1 this year in games we've tried to go to together with rain out. So maybe that dates back to last year. I don't know. But we're going to try to get to Yankee Stadium tonight. But something's happening right now that has not happened since the mid-80s, as far as I can recollect. And I'm privileged to be a part of it. The New York Met fan has undergone an amazing transformation, kind of like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. You have become collectively the most positive group of people I've ever heard in my life. And that is so anti everything about you. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Elaborate.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Whatever. Elaborate. What do you mean?
Although I should say this. You might be the outlier.
Why? I'm optimistic about survival over the next few months.
I'll tell you why. All right, so just follow the bouncing ball for a second.
Yep.
In any other year, let's just use your lifetime, mm-hmm. which doesn't really allow for the mid-80 conversation.
It does not. My lifetime is zero championships.
Right, okay. So fair enough, good starting point. Yeah. In any other year in your lifetime, if the New York Mets had lost their two best pitchers, who, by the way, not debatably, are two of the, if not the most dominant pitchers in the game,
right,
it would be nothing but doom and gloom.
Right.
I'd come on the radio, it's just the same, old Mets, et cetera, et cetera.
Why haven't you done that, by the way?
Because I noticed that something has changed.
Right.
And I'm not sure, to be fair, if I can subscribe 100% of it to the Steve Cohen ownership, although it gets a healthy percentage of it for sure. But I listen to this radio station, as you do, a lot. I'm on the radio station, as you are, a lot. And I don't hear it. I don't hear the sky is falling. I hear, hey, play 500 ball, we'll be just fine. Hey, we get both guys back in July, we're going to be fine. Hey, this team feels different. This team is different. This team didn't collapse on the weight of the news of Scherzer being out 6 to 8 weeks. This team in April didn't get off to a terrible start on the heels of the news of Jacob deGrom. They're different. You're different. And I want to welcome you guys to the sunny side of the street.
There are three reasons, and I don't even know if it's optimistic. It's me saying to you yesterday and saying it again today that they just have to survive the next 2 months.
But I think you feel like they will.
Yeah, I think
that's the difference.
Yeah, okay, so here's the three reasons that lead to, if you want to call it optimism, sure. I just call it calling it like I see it.
Yeah.
And the reason I feel that way are threefold. Number one, the manager.
Okay.
There's a difference having Buck Showalter.
Buck Showalter's a more than competent, respected, got his crap together
and while
guy.
Managers tend to be overrated at times in terms of impacting wins and losses, I think over the course of a long season, having a veteran, having a stabilizing figure, having a guy that's seen it all, and Buck has seen it all, helps. This is a manager we trust. This is the most trust we've had in a manager since Bobby Valentine. If you want to say Terry Collins, fine. So number one, the manager's different. Number two, we've watched this team over the first month and a half of the season.
Yes.
They have had some incredible victories. They have fought through adversity. You mentioned one of which is Jake getting hurt right out of the gate.
Yep.
And so watching this team at 26-14 gives you confidence. And the third thing is this. Even though he owned the team last year, I think the timing of the Jacob deGrom injury was a factor here. They were never able to bring in reinforcements after Jake got hurt pitching-wise. But they did go ahead and trade for Javi Baez. Whether we consider that a good trade or not, it doesn't matter.
Right.
There is an owner who will not let this ship sink. He won't.
So you're agreeing with me.
So there are three reasons why I have, I guess it's optimism that they can survive the next few months. A, I'm watching the baseball team.
Right.
B, the manager. And C, an owner that will not let this team drown.
So we're in agreement. How about that? First time in a long time. Now, Evan just gave you reasons for it, but I wonder for you, the diehard Met fan, what is it? And I recognize it's not 100-0 because there are people like Frank the Tank out there that truly think the sky is falling when it's just windy outside. And I have to say, it's delightful for a guy like me who now is Mr. Positivity. A guy that only sees the bright side of the street, Evan, who doesn't consider any negativity. And I welcome you to my little club.
Yeah, but how positive am I really being? All I'm saying to you is over the next 2 months, just win as many games as you lose.
You haven't
That's
said
all I'm asking.
It's over. You
no.
haven't said that. No. Said, here we go.
No, it's
you
not.
You haven't done that. And that's typical for us.
I don't feel that way.
Right. That's my point. That's my whole thesis here. The Met fan has had a diametric change of DNA.
Because things
you
have
guys
changed.
Now believe.
Because things have changed around us. There's reason to have a change
in
belief.
By the way, that's what I want to hear from other people as well. What is the reason? Is it as simple as Steve Cohen? It could be. Is it as simple as, wow, I've watched every game this year, and to their credit, this team never quits. They do fight back. They do score runs late.
But here's the thing I need to make clear to you. My optimism of surviving over the next 2 months is one thing. The thing the Mets are really, really going to need is they're actually going to need Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom to get healthy.
Now, listen, I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series if they leave it status quo and
no,
those guys
no,
don't come
not.
Back.
No, they're not. They need them
they
back.
They probably won't.
All I'm asking is survive until July 19th.
Yes.
That's it. Survive until the All-Star break.
But when we talk about how you define survival, I think we agree on this. It's essentially 500 ball.
Correct.
Based on the little bulge they've been able
yes,
to build
because,
in the first 2 months of the
because
year.
Because they're 7 games up on Philadelphia, because they're 12 games above 500, if you can play 500 ball until July 19th, in my estimation, not that the Braves aren't going to wake up, they will, but they'll be in first place. I really believe if the New York Mets play 500 baseball over the next 53 games,
yeah.
so I guess it would be one under or one over, I believe they'll be in first place.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking
and
for.
And then, if you're in first place and you get those guys both back,
well,
which is
that's
the goal,
it. That's
now
the,
you're like a lightning rocket. Boom.
Now, that's where my confidence isn't there. Like, I love Jake. I'm a Jacob deGrom stan. You know that. Do I trust that Jacob deGrom's going to come back healthy and stay healthy?
I don't think you can.
How can I?
To be honest.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
To be intellectually honest.
If I'm being intellectually
yeah,
honest.
I don't think you can.
It is very tough. I'm hopeful. I'm trying to be hopeful. But it's tough to expect that Jake's going to come back healthy and stay healthy. But I'm looking at this in a very simplistic way.
Yeah.
Get me to the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Survive. Ain't going to be easy. Because, look, Trevor Williams is going to have to start every 5 days. Thomas Zupucki, you've probably never heard of him, is going to come up at some point and pitch for this team. They're not making a trade tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. They've got to survive the next 2 months, and then hopefully the baseball gods will give us the good news that Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom
yeah,
are healthy.
But it's interesting. Like I truly don't remember since I'm in high school, like mid-'80s, when I felt like the Met fan at large, because there's things to nitpick, and there are people who are never going to be happy until you win a World Series. I get that. The community of Met fan, it's like the sun is out. And I appreciate that. It's nice to hear that once in a while.
Do you, though?
Because there's so much doom and gloom.
There's
oh,
a part
yeah.
of me that thinks you're upset, yeah. that you're sad.
Why would I be upset and sad?
You really...
I grew up a Met fan.
You really wanted to turn the microphone and start singing. You wanted to utter that phrase that pisses me off. You wanted to sing, "It's just the same, oh, Mets." And I think it's bothering you that even I, who you deem negative,
yeah.
has a sense of, don't worry. Calm down.
I feel like the Mets are different. I do. And I think a lot of it's subscribed to Steve Cohen. There's no doubt about that. And the belief that, hey, we have an owner that if his baseball people tell him we have to do A, B, and C, he's going to do A, B, and C without blinking. I will give a lot of that, yes, to Buck Showalter, who is as steady as it comes. Yeah. But it's a nice change, Evan. You know, sports talk radio doesn't always have to be negatively biased or driven. And unfortunately, it is, typically. Like, you ask anyone that does sports talk radio for a living, and there's no doubt you come in and do a show after a bad loss, it is a different audience than after a great win. Mm. It's just different.
Yes.
I mean, frankly, negativity is the oxygen that sports talk radio breathes. And that is a fact.
And
it's so nice to have everybody in a good mood.
And we in New York have had a lot of oxygen.
Oh,
lots
yes,
of oxygen.
Yeah,
now,
yes,
I do want to warn you. So the Mets got snowed out tonight. Yes, it's snowing in Denver.
Wait, it's almost Memorial Day.
Oh, I know.
They got snowed out?
And the humor in all of this is that the Mets have been snowed out in Colorado a bunch of times the last few years. And there's been a question being asked, like, hey, how come the Mets always have to go to Denver in April? Can't they do it in the spring or summer? So they finally let them go to Denver in May, and they get snowed out again!
Yeah, they have two games tomorrow, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
But here's the point.
Or whatever, 3:10 and 8:40 to be exact. But
and by the way, here's the point of this. If the New York Mets have a rough weekend in Denver against the Rockies, if C.J. Cron hits 5 home runs in 3 games, if Herman Marquez throws a shutout in one of the doubleheaders tomorrow, the tone on Monday, maybe even from me, I can't guarantee it, could be very different. And this is the point I made to you yesterday that maybe you're coming around on. The Mets winning the last 2 games against the Cardinals, especially the way they survived the finale, has a lot to do with the calmness and the confidence in this team.
It doesn't hurt.
That was a very, very, very important win. But baseball's funny. Ask Yankee fans. Your feeling for a team can change quickly. The Mets have a road trip against the Rockies and the Giants. If they go 1-5 on this 6-game road trip,
well, then the good feelings are going to be thrown out the window. We're going to come in here to doom and gloom, which is what we're best at. You know, as a society, right? That's what we're best at. So we'll get all your calls on that. 877-337-6666. Now, we are going, as of right now, in the moment, to tonight's New York Yankee game. We are going to try to watch the Ranger game. Well, some of us, at least, while we're at the Yankee game tonight. But I did see a note moments ago, and this may be totally unrelated, but I think it's related, that the Somerset Patriots, New York Yankees, a double-A team, right?
Right.
And they only play 45 minutes away from here, have acknowledged that there's a bad weather front coming in to the area. They will make a decision on canceling tonight's game within the hour or two, which means that the Yankees are looking at the same weather forecast.
Craig, I want you to be honest with the audience.
I
want to
go.
Yeah, okay. That's part of my question.
I want to go.
So we're going to a game tonight.
Yes.
And I know you, or at least I've gotten to know you over the last year and a half.
Yes.
I think your eyes are bigger than your stomach. So I think that 3 weeks ago, in theory, Friday night with the guys, Nestor Cortez, Andy Pettit bobblehead, sounded like a great time.
Sounds like a very good time, and go ahead.
And I think as we sit here today, hours away from going to that game, from you getting in your car and driving to Yankee Stadium.
Driving.
I think there's a part of you that prefers to go home at 6 o'clock tonight.
I've always felt that way, yeah.
So, right now, if I told you the Yankees would definitely
I'd be disappointed if they don't play.
You would be?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I also have found out we're not exactly in a luxury suite.
You told us we're in a luxury suite.
We're kind of in a luxury suite.
Well, then you told us we're going to be in a suite.
I think I may have, I didn't get bad information. I made an assumption that I may have been a little teeny bit off.
I don't know if Loogie and Big Mac are still going to want to go now.
Oh, no, they're going to go. It's still unlimited food and booze.
Oh.
So you're good on that. But it's not like necessarily we have our own private luxury suite.
So you're going to need my tablet to watch the Ranger game.
So
is that
in
true?
In other words, there might be possibly 30 other people with us.
30?
Yeah, well, 40. Okay, 50. It's possible.
How is Big Mac going to deal with all the people asking him for pictures?
I can't wait for that, by the way. I can't wait to just be a little fly on the wall watching my main man sign autographs.
How long will you wait out a rain delay, Craig?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. I just don't know.
Because I'm looking at the weather forecast. It's supposed
going to rain at some
point. It's going to rain until about 9:30.
Well, I'm not
so
doing that.
There's a chance, and I don't know what the Yankees' stomach is for waiting out a rain delay. They could not easily play a split admission doubleheader Saturday or Sunday. It's up to them. Because remember, they play the Sunday night game. So if they wanted
they could
to
do,
they could go Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. They play a Saturday afternoon game. They go Saturday afternoon, Saturday night.
Yeah.
But for you, I'm just curious. Will you wait out a rain delay with us?
I don't know. I don't know.
That means no.
My son will be coming with us as well. So I guess that's part of it. You know, a little father-son bonding.
So you're going to let him decide?
No, no. I make all decisions for that kid.
There's no shot you're waiting out a delay.
That I don't know, Evan. I can tell you this. I am going to the game. I will physically be in Yankee Stadium at 7:30, whatever time we get there tonight. And then we'll go from
there. Well, hold on. So if we leave to go to the stadium.
Well, I'm excited for the food.
We leave to go to the stadium. Yeah. I call my friend Susan Waldman and I say, hey, what's going on at the stadium?
Yeah.
And she says, look, tarps on the field. They're going to try to play, but it's definitely not starting on
then
time.
Then I'll stay for at least an hour.
So you will at least commit to an hour.
Like this, I think if the game's delayed, then I'll watch the first period of the Ranger game there for sure.
Well, Ranger game doesn't start till late. Remember that.
Yeah, so I'm in till 9 o'clock regardless.
9 o'clock.
I'm giving you a firm commitment. I will stay until 9, and then we'll see what happens. If the game hasn't started by 9 o'clock, there's a good chance I roll.
All right.
Just to keep it real.
I think that's fair.
But it's unlimited food and booze, as I promised. You're good.
You're good. Not a suite.
Well, no, it's a suite. But it's not like our suite. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I didn't realize what it was until I noticed that my ticket does not have a number on it or a seat on it. I have an SRO ticket in a particular, area, as all you guys do too.
I can't wait, though. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Yankees, White Sox, Nestor Cortez, Mets got snowed out, so it solves any issue.
Yeah,
and we got the Rangers game. Got the Rangers game. We got the Western Conference Finals, and we got gourmet food. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the unlimited food and booze. I have a designated driver with me, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Nice.
And listen, any chance we all have to be outside of work in a social atmosphere together, I say probably not, but I say yes tonight.
Sure.
Because I've been looking forward to this night for about a month now.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to this game.
I still think you want
Keith
the game
McPherson's
rained out.
Keith going to be there with us.
I think if I give out a tweet in a few hours that say tonight's game's been postponed, I think you're going to give the reaction I had when Trae Young hit the game winner against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Were you going to go like, a little quick fist pump.
A little fist pump under the table?
Yeah.
Gosh, they canceled it? Oh. Oh, I'm really upset about
that. I'm devastated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We are ready to announce the sixth nominee for Pulse of the People.
Will it be Craig? Are you going to get that nomination?
I can tell you who deserves it.
Who deserves it?
John Daly deserves it. John Daly was 2 over par yesterday, and during his round of golf, he smoked 21 cigarettes, drank 12 Diet Cokes, had six packs of peanut M&Ms and zero water.
What a world-class sport and that golf is.
After the first round of the PGA, he went to a casino and played slots for a couple hours. What? All right, here we go. The sixth nominee for this year's Pulse of the People goes to... Oh, wow.
Who?
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Who?
Wow.
Who do we got?
Wow.
Who is it?
The commissioner.
Of what?
Of Major League Baseball.
Are you effing kidding me?
Rob Manfred.
Nah, that's a joke.
Wow.
That's a joke. Read it again.
How about that?
Nah, who is it?
Nah, Rob Manfred.
Was it Adam Silver, maybe?
Rob Manfred.
Was it Gary Bettman? Maybe it was Gary Bettman.
Rob Manfred got it.
Rob Manfred?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a pitch stain. What an absolute pitch stain by this committee on this award. This guy closed down the sport, has created some of the dumbest rules in the history of the sport, and he gets nominated for Pulse of the People?
That's right.
Isn't the whole thing a big thumb? That's what the Pulse of the People hand out?
Say
you know what
again.
I want to give the Pulse of the People instead of a thumb?
Wow.
One finger. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, now normally when they announce the nominees, there's a little write-up
about
why or how the person got nominated.
How the hell was this guy nominated?
I guess it also means the leak I heard was wrong about Susan Waltman. Although, I guess next week maybe. Who knows?
What did they say about this?
Hold on. Let me see if I have
You can't be for this.
I think I have the press release.
Rob Manfred?
Yeah, Rob Manfred.
My mortal enemy is a finalist for the Pulse of the People?
That's right. That's right.
Based on what?
Let me find it. Hold on a second. Let me find it.
This is a disgrace.
Well, it's not a disgrace,
I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed.
I'm freaking embarrassed.
Wow, you're embarrassed.
I am.
Here we go. Mr. Manfred saved baseball for the free world.
He saved baseball!
Yeah. Hold on. Did away with seven-inning doubleheaders and brought the DH to the National League.
Okay. Hold on. Time out. Yeah. I'm not going to comment on the DH because I'm unpopular with that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
He's the one that instituted the seven-inning doubleheader. Now he gets credit for saving it?
Yeah, he saved baseball from it. That's what it says.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you what it says.
That's like starting a fire and then saying, hey, guess what? I saved you from a fire. You started the fire!
I'm just telling you what it says, man.
What a disgrace.
I have nothing to do with this.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm just telling you what it said.
You have nothing to do with this?
Nope.
Nope. You've been kissing this commissioner's ass for years.
I like the commissioner.
And there's rumors that you know the committee well. Why would you do this? As a joke?
I have nothing to do with the nominees.
You trying to push my buttons here? Rob Manfred.
Pulse of the People nominee.
I apologize to Joe Douglas for even criticizing that nomination.
Congratulations.
Joe Douglas deserves it all 50 times more than this guy.
Matter of fact, it's out there now. The Rob Manfred saved baseball for the free world, did away with seven-inning doubleheaders. He answered the prayer of baseball fans and brought the DH to the National League.
Oh, my.
Congratulations, Rob Manfred.
Oh, my.
So there
God,
you go.
What a disgrace.
Listen, there are so far six nominees, all of them worthy.
How could this happen? How could this happen?
So, you think he beats Kyrie, though?
That's a tough spot. Oh, my God. Kyrie better not lose to this guy. Stu Fighter better not lose to this guy.
Well,
even my former enemy, Boomer Esiason, who I saw the other day, we had a very pleasant hello to each other.
Is that right?
And
he doesn't like you, though.
Now he's trying to become a shock jock. This morning he's promoting Bartolo Colon coming back to the Mets. What are we doing here?
Shock jock.
What are we doing, shock jock? Though I did see a video of Bartolo working out.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to come back.
Maybe he just wants more athletes to look like him.
Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
Craig, you can't be okay with this.
Why would I not be okay with it? He saved baseball.
He saved baseball?
I would have waited till Memorial Day to start baseball. He saved it.
He saved it?
Yeah. And he got rid of those stupid seven-inning doubleheaders. Good job.
He created the seven-inning doubleheader.
I think I'm having lunch with Rob on Monday, by the way. Oh. I'll congratulate him on your behalf for being nominated as Pulse of the People. There you go.
How the hell could you do this? Have you seen the reaction on Twitter?
I have not.
It's not positive.
But I have nothing to do with it. I just announced it because they asked me to.
I'm just saying that people are pissed off about Rob. In fact, I'm going to tweet something right now.
Yeah, good. You treat whatever you want.
This is a disgrace. A joke and disgrace to the once prominent, once exclusive. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
One's prestigious.
Prestigious.
One's prestigious Pulse of the People Award. Wow, I'm so angry. I've got spelling mistakes. I need to fix it.
You fix your mistakes. That's why Elon Musk put an edit button into Twitter. Fix your
this
mistakes.
This is a joke and a disgrace to the once prestigious Pulse of the People Award.
Okay.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Okay.
I won't be able to
So Rob Manfred joins the likes tonight. Of Joe Douglas, Boomer Esiason, Kyrie Irving. Who else was it?
Stu Finer. Steve Cohen.
And Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
That is a select and very small fraternity of Pulse of the People nominees. Four to go. Four to go next Friday, Evan.
I may put the Pulse of the People on the blame poll later today. I'm thinking about it.
Four to go. There you go. Yes. Apparently not a very popular choice.
No! Can you find me one person that would agree with this? That would say, oh, this is a good one.
You.
You're the guy.
My hand's up. All good. Yes, all good. I think if you got to know Rob, you'd have a different thing.
He may be the nicest guy in the world.
He might be the nicest guy in the world.
He's not the Pulse of the People Award winner.
Yeah, well, he is. Well, he's a nominee. He hasn't won yet.
Pete Hoffman's a really nice guy. He's not going to win the Pulse of the People Award.
No, he's got no chance at it.
But he's a great guy.
Yeah, he told those guys to talk about launch angle the other day. He has no chance of winning a Pulse of the People nominee.
What happened?
Nothing. Inside radio man.
Okay.
On his show sheet, he gave to Tiki and Tierney. He said, do an hour on launch angle.
Why are you looking at their show sheet?
Well, because it was left on my desk, so I read it. Hammer the calls, launch angle. Hammer the calls, launch angle. Anyway, Frank is in New Haven, Connecticut. Frank, how are you?
Craigie, what's going on?
All good.
Hey. One of the best movies of that era. Definitely one of the best ones in Edward Norton's career.
Yes.
And I love Fight Club. I love Fight Club. But Primal Fear was an unbelievable movie.
Primal Fear is a top 100 movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How about when he turns into his alter ego there with Richard Gere in the interrogation room and puts him up against the wall? You know, one of the best acting performances.
Yeah, it was. It really it made Ed Norton a star is what that movie did. Because none of us knew who he really was. Yeah,
it did, absolutely. And Laura Linney, when he grabs her.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, so I'm glad somebody got my reference. It's nice to know that I say things that are heard. And thank you, Frank. Appreciate it very much.
I think it's a great 26-year-old movie reference.
Would you look it up?
Yeah, I want to see how many years it was.
By the way, it's a thinking man's movie, which is why I understand how you guys never saw it.
Well, I did see it. Of course I've seen it.
How did you not have seen
it? The character's name is Martin Vale, though. I have no idea.
Because there's little things you remember from movies.
I don't remember that.
That's all.
And usually you remember, like, everything from movies, Big Mac. I'm surprised.
No, I mean, I remember the ending, which was a good twist ending.
Yeah. You can't give it away now, even though the movie's a quarter century
old. Don't give it away.
Maybe Evan will watch it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got a free night
now. Watch the other guys first.
Well, I mean, first you have to survive the Bronx tonight.
I'll survive the Bronx.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
It's not a game night, Evan. Whole different crews on the streets tonight.
By the way.
Whole different crew. Ain't nobody selling bottles of water tonight.
I almost thought I didn't survive the Bronx, so I parked my car in the Bronx.
Yeah.
As I'm walking, I see a better spot.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I got time. Let me go run back to my car and see if in time I can get the new spot. I run back to my car. It's not there. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Was my car
they boosted it that quick?
Within 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Took me 10 minutes of circling before I found my car. I just spaced out and forgot where I parked it. But I thought it was stolen.
Did you move
within
it?
Within 5 minutes. I did. And then the spot
the
was gone.
Spot was, no way.
And
that
that's why I parked illegally.
Got it. You just should have left it alone.
I should have left it alone.
Always just leave it alone.
Yeah.
877-337-6666. A lot of people are asking about the banning last year where Boomer Esiason was banned from the Pulse of the People, apparently, because he and Gio ruined that couple's wedding out in Long Island, if you remember correctly. And the reason Boomer became re-eligible was that he showed up at a Jerry Recco cornhole event without an announcement. He also cut his appearance fee in half and only demanded toll money to return to Long Island.
Is that true?
So the fact that he showed up at a cornhole event and took less money than he normally takes for appearances, he was taken off the banned list.
So, wow. Good for him, though.
Because it's a fair question. He was banned from all future nominations. But showing that he did care about the people, He got himself off that
bad
list.
He is a better Pulse of the People winner than Rob Manfred.
Well,
I can tell you that.
I'll just tell you the truth. Boomer's got no chance of winning.
No, he shouldn't win, but neither should Rob Manfred.
But who said he's going to win? It's a vote of the people.
All I know is he's a nominee.
But, Evan, just you know this works.
Yeah, I know how it works.
On Friday, we give you the final four nominees. Then you have all 10 nominees. And then voting starts immediately. And it's a fan vote that determines the winner.
He's gotten to a part of the competition that makes me nervous. It's like when there's a, well, he's only the Democrat or Republican nominee. If you're that close to the presidency, you could win.
That's true.
Well, Rob Manfred is that close to the presidency of winning the Pulse of the
He's
People.
He's only got
to
be nine other people.
And I don't feel very comfortable about it, personally.
And don't forget, after the reveal next Friday, every Friday after that, up until June 30th, which is the day of the first ever awards ceremony and comedy show at Gotham Comedy Club. Tickets are going to go on sale next week, by the way. That's when the winner will be announced. Live on stage at Gotham Comedy. That's going to be a good night.
Now I'm nervous.
That's going to be a fun night.
Now I'm nervous.
Could you imagine
because
if
now I have
Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving, you know, other finalists are in the building for that?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to have a chat with Mr. Manfred.
Yeah. So by June 30th, we'll be down to, I guess, four or five finalists. And then the actual live award ceremony takes place at Gotham
every
Comedy.
Every Friday.
As part of a charity comedy event.
Every Friday is going to be an event. I'm going to be sitting here rooting for that man to be eliminated the way I root against the Knicks.
Yeah,
it's going to be just like that.
He is a nominee now. He is a nominee now. I don't have an official comment from him, but he is a nominee now. So very exciting. I mean, good for him, right?
No.
Good for him.
No.
Not good for him.
No.
Like, you know.
It's a joke of a nominee.
Like, when an actor gets nominated for an Oscar and you disagree with the nomination, don't you at least show some class and say, hey, I wouldn't vote for you.
No.
But congratulations on the honor.
Not when it's this ridiculous.
You think this is egregious?
I think this is egregious.
Egregious.
I think it's egregious.
Uncalled for, egregious.
I think it's embarrassing.
Okay. Well,
better check to see if they have a pulse. The committee screwed up. Good job, Peanish Butter. I agree with you.
Peanish Butter?
Yep.
I like that name.
He can't win. No way he can win. I agree with you, Camden.
Well, I mean, it's two people on Twitter. They certainly don't represent the masses.
There's a lot of people who don't believe this is a real award. I don't know
what
they're talking
about. The award's been around for 15 years. What do you mean it's not? It's older than the local Emmys. What do you mean it's not a real award?
Wow, Peter Grotta. This is a shark-jumping moment for the Pulse of the People.
Mm. Oh, Kyrie Irving being nominated wasn't, but Rob Manfred was.
You know what? Okay. I can make a better argument for Kyrie Irving, who stood up for the voiceless during the mandate debate.
Yes.
More so than this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, like I said, we have nothing to do with it.
Joey Gallo deserves a nomination more than Rob Manfred. I agree with you, Frank. You're right on.
Just so you guys know how this works, the Pulse of the People has an advertising deal with this radio station. So they use the radio station as a vehicle to make their announcements. It has nothing to do with me nor Evan. We are merely handed a piece of paper and we announce it.
By the way,
that's it.
Foil hot dog liners is spot on. This is a travesty. This is the worst thing to happen to a sacred institution since Harold Baines was put into the Hall of Fame. Rob Manfred is the Harold Baines of the Pulse of the People.
Okay.
With all due respect to Mr. Baines, right on, foil dog, hot dog liner.
And when you guys go visit the Hall of Fame, guess whose bust is in there? Harold Baines. He's a Hall of Famer. And if Rob Manfred should win, and who the hell knows if he will, it's up to the people's vote. He can go to bed at night, rest easy, as a Pulse of the People champion. Now, here's the best part of this. The people vote for the winner. So if you think he's a lousy candidate, don't vote for him. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm going to campaign against him.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
If he wins, I'm making you introduce it.
Can you imagine that?
Okay? How about that?
Oh, my God.
If he wins the award, you're introducing
him. Would I have to do it in a classy way? Well, or can I bury introduce him, if you will?
The man who made us play 162 games, Rob Manfred. That's all you have to say. He got you full season.
He gave us a full season of baseball.
Sonny, are you repeating this garbage?
That's right. He respects the commissioner, as he's been taught to.
Because your godfather Manfred told you that? Uncle Rob, is that what you call him at home, Sonny?
It was the off season anyways.
By the way, is he coming over for barbecue this weekend or no? It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow for a barbecue.
Can you play cornhole?
We can play cornhole, sure. Whatever you want to do. Just happy to have you home. 877-337-6666. A very contentious Pulse of the People announcement. Very contentious. Mm.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We got the Blaine poll coming up in just 1 second. Reminder that next Friday will be at DJ's in Belmar. Whole radio station's going down there. Tiki and Tierney and us. You know, the relevant shows. No, I'm just teasing. Al and Jerry, assuming they're not sick, which is never. We'll start the day off at 5 o'clock in the morning. Boomer and Greg will take you from 6 to 10. Tiki and Tierney, 10 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we'll be doing our show. And I believe we can announce now that one of the things we'll be doing next Friday at DJ's in Belmar is a dating game with Ava Louise. Is locked in and confirmed, Tommy?
Well, it is now that you said it on the radio.
Well, there
yes,
you go.
Now it is. It is.
Yeah, so that's all locked in and confirmed. Three lucky men.
How do the men get a chance to compete in this competition?
Well, but we're going to have a little contest to even get to that
because
spot.
You know they're going to be guys lining up
yes,
for
this. Yes, that's as they should, as they should, as they should. Ava's single and raring to go.
Yeah.
So that'll be part of our broadcast next week. You can now mock us on Twitter for the next 7 days prior to the Carton Roberts dating game with Ava Louise. We'll also be introducing you to the final nominees for Pulse of the People. Now, before Blaine Paul, Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. Eric, what's going on?
Craig and Evan, how are you guys?
What's going on there, good. Cookie?
All good, all good. I applaud you, Craig, first. Your commitment to your, well, I suppose, redemption.
Thank
and,
you.
All of it is tremendous. I listen to your Saturday show all the time.
Thank you.
It's awesome. So,
well, I appreciate
really
that
well
very,
done
very
on
much.
That front.
Thank you.
No, it's awesome. It really is.
You're breaking up a little bit, but the gist of what his call was not just acknowledging my Saturday show. It was that Evan has never gotten the weather right, and if you can't trust the guy to give you the weather right, what can you trust the guy to do?
He didn't say that.
That's what he was going to say.
You have no idea what he was going to say.
No, I pretty much had that up on the board.
Lugie's ability to screen calls and describe what people are going to say is, well, it's spotty.
Oh, I should also mention...
So you have no idea. Now, if he wants to question my weather knowledge, I'd agree. I'd own that. I've taken a few L's this week when it comes to predicting rainouts or what should happen.
Is that right?
I take my L's. I deserve those L's.
I should also mention that next Friday we are going to be playing some wiffle ball. During our show, there's a couple guys, nice guys, who have created a brand new strike zone, Evan, for wiffle ball.
What do you mean a new strike zone? What's
like it's a blow-up strike zone
that's cool.
For wiffle ball.
I like that.
Which they sent me a photo of it, and I'm trying to find it here really quick. Here, it's called Backstop. If you could check them out on Twitter at Backstop2GoUSA. And it's an inflatable, you know, backstop. Now, I made my own backstop out of PVC pipe, and it's pretty entailed and all that. Spray painted it. But, and it's, to be honest, it's a pain in the ass. This is very simple. It's an inflatable backstop for all your wiffle ball needs.
Oh. Are you gonna actually try to pitch?
Well, those guys, they're bringing one down.
No, I know, but are you going to try to pitch?
You're damn right I'm going to pitch.
You're going to blow out your shoulder again.
In the name of striking you out.
You won't.
You've seen my slider. It's
I have, but it's your unhittable. Arm is on like a string right now.
Yeah, but you've seen my slider.
You got nothing left.
But I have an unhittable slider. You know this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Make sure we bring wiffle balls and bats down there, Tommy.
Bring it on, baby.
And make sure all the buffs are proper. Balls are properly scruffed. I don't want any new balls out of a box. Sorry. You know the rules, Big Mac. When you play wiffle ball... You have to...
Garrett Cole over here needs the conditions perfect That's for him. Right. Otherwise, he may struggle.
The rule is you scruff your own balls. You don't get pre-scruffed balls.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You do it yourself.
Well, but they're bringing us wiffle
balls.
How do
I know how you like your balls scruffed?
I like my balls scruffed the way everybody likes their balls scruffed. Hard and fast against cement. I mean, how do you scruff your balls?
Scruff your own damn balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do it. Some people use a knife.
Yeah, I remember
some people
when you
use
tried
a serrated knife. Yeah. You have to be careful not to cut through the ball, though. That happens from time to time.
I mean, how legal does that even sound?
Oh, it's legal. No, I called Riverball USA. It's legal.
I'm sure there is.
It's actually recommended.
Like, you got to give surgery to your balls before you play. I
if
mean,
you
think
don't
about that.
Scruff or cut or sandpaper your balls, you can't pitch.
Gaylord Perry would be so proud.
Yeah. It gives like an my slider. I mean, an extra 10 feet on it.
Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to smack that.
Great. I mean, we could play the video of the last time I pitched.
That was a long time ago. Your arm's on a string, man.
I know.
You got nothing left.
Time now for not moment. I just sat up.
What planet are you on?
How about that?
You know, it's funny. When you invent so much content here that other shows steal from you, and it sometimes you have a mind warp. I almost said moment of the day.
Yeah, no, we know. Does it look like I'm 6'4 with blonde hair?
No, it does not.
I am a lefty.
I almost just said moment of the day. But instead, it's time for the blame poll.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I knew it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Woo! Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't
All right.
blame it on good times.
As always, Edmund Roberts, you're up first on the blame poll.
I have always had deep respect from afar and over the last year and a half up close to the Pulse of the People committee. I've always respected it. I've always appreciated
it. You were a finalist last year.
I was even humbled enough to be a finalist last year. Yeah. But earlier today, the Pulse of the Committee, Pulse of the People Committee embarrassed themselves. They did something so shameful and so disgusting that some may say it's unforgivable. They decided to nominate as a finalist the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred. And I'm sorry. I cannot stand here idly by and let that happen. The Pulse of the People Committee is a proud institution. Mm-hmm. And now it's disgraced itself because it gives this cockamamie idea of Rob Manfred saved baseball. Rob Manfred tried to kill baseball. You imagine going down the street, lighting a fire, and then stopping the fire and saying, hey, I stopped the fire. That's what Rob Manfred did. So I don't want to blame Rob anymore. I've said my piece about Mr. Manfred. Now I want to blame the Pulse of the People Committee. How dare you make him a finalist? You should be ashamed of yourselves. I put the Pulse of the People Committee on the blame poll.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Woo! Don't blame it on the moonlight.
Uh-huh.
Don't blame it on the good times.
Wow. There's somebody that never wants to win the Pulse of the People Award ever again right there. All right. Very ballsy of you, considering you were a finalist last year. And I believe, if I have that correct, only lost out to Jerry Recco in the final round.
I may regret saying this, but I'll say it. Yeah. I'm ashamed I was a finalist last year.
Wow.
I'm ashamed.
You're going to be banned? That's coming. I see where that's coming. Time for me. My nominee today for the blame poll goes to Alabama head coach Nick Saban. Nick Saban decided that Alabama was losing out on some top recruits because other schools were doing NIL deals with those recruits. So rather than just yell and scream at his own boosters for not getting those NIL deals done for these top recruits, he decided to throw everybody else on blast. He decided to attack a colleague of his in Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. He decided to attack Deion Sanders, who he famously does Aflac commercials with, accusing them of making improper and, dare I say, illegal payments to athletes to convince those athletes to come play for their schools. The reality of what Nick Saban did was really born in jealousy. Nick Saban was upset that he was losing guys he wanted to and tried to recruit to other schools. And rather than accept the fact that these schools were able to acquire those players by legal above-board means based on the rules that are currently allowed by all Division I schools, he attacked those schools and wanted you to look at the smoke coming from those schools while ignoring his past and all the things he has done to acquire athletes over the last 25 years. So rather than accept the fact that it's the wild, wild west now when it comes to transfer portal kids and NIL deals and point the finger at other schools who are acquiring athletes that Alabama otherwise may have been able to acquire, Nick Saban embarrassed himself. And for that reason, Nick Saban goes on the blame poll.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight.
All right. Before we get out of here, Kerry's in Sayreville on the fan. Kerry, what's going on?
Hey, Karin, I think you should be on the blame poll today.
Yeah.
Every game you go to gets rained out.
He's right. She's right.
I need you to stay home.
You're right.
I've been trying to get this Andy Pettit bobblehead for almost 3 years now, and now I can't get it. I'm on my way home from the stadium. I sat at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
And no bobblehead.
I mean, Kerry's right. Let's look at the facts. Last year, Subway Series. And Craig very rarely goes to games. He's not one who goes to a lot of games. Yankees met Subway Series. Boom, rained out. Andy Pettit bobblehead tonight. Boom, rained out. Your track record of games being canceled that you plan on going to is impeccable. And I think you owe Kerry, as well as everyone else, an apology. Go ahead.
I will not apologize.
I need my bobblehead, Carton. That's my love. I need my Andy Pettit.
What is so special about the Andy Pettit bobblehead for you? Are you a diehard Andy Pettit fan, I assume?
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, diehard Andy Pettit fan.
So let me ask you a question. Which is, in your world, just so I have this right, which is worse? The fact that I somehow jinxed the Yankee game today and got it rained out, or the fact that your hero wasn't going to come and show his face today on Andy Pettit Bobblehead Day? What's more offensive to you?
Well, both, because it doesn't matter either way.
I'm just wondering, are you madder at me because the game got canceled, or would you be very disappointed that Andy Pettit wasn't going to show up for his own Bobblehead Day?
Nah, we're mad at you. At least I'd have a cute little bobblehead.
You're a bet. You know what?
Tonight.
Kerry, let's put you on hold. Let's hook her up with Yankees Cubs next month so she can get Andy.
Yes. Why?
Because she wanted to get her bobblehead.
Now I go to a game with someone that blames me
for
a rainout?
You're not going to the game. She's going to the game with whoever the hell she wants to go with.
Let's have her get tickets. She's got tickets.
We will get you tickets. Hold on. If you don't want to be a part of it, I'll just do it myself.
She's got the tickets.
Not for Andy Pettit bobblehead.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore because of you.
Well, why can't you just use the tickets you got for Andy Pettit?
Because that's not how... Well, that's not...
I'm a waitress. I can't take off Friday nights to go to the Yankee game. So now I'm...
Well, hold on. Do you want the tickets for Yankees Cubs? Do you want the Andy Pettit bobblehead?
She does.
I'm talking to her.
I'll find a way.
Okay, then you know what?
I'll find a way.
Lugie, when we're done, put her on hold. We'll get her information.
A minute ago, you couldn't go to the Friday night game because you're a waitress. Now you can go to the game?
Well, now I can tell my boss, listen, Carton's going to make it up to me and give me tickets. So
no, he's trying not to give you the tickets. I'm giving you the tickets.
I tell you what I'll do.
All right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to get your phone number off air, okay? On Monday, we're going to call you back. I want to talk to your boss on the air.
Okay? Deal.
Okay?
He's a Yankee fan. I will appreciate it.
I will invite you to go to the whatever the new date of the Andy Pettit bobblehead day is.
I already invited her. Now you're hijacking my invite to her?
But we're only going to give you the tickets if I talk to your boss first, okay?
Done.
Does that work out for you?
It works out for me.
All right, perfect. So hold up.
Just don't go to any more games that I go to.
No problem.
Oh, trust me, you got no issue.
No problem. All right, hold on one sec, okay? Hold on one sec. I want to make sure Kerry's got that bobblehead. That's a big deal.
I was just trying to give it to her, and then you said no.
No, you just want to give her the tickets for no reason.
I want to give her the tickets because her game got rained out, and she rightfully so blames you for it
because
you are the kiss of death when it comes to games being rained out.
Oh,
you're two for two.
Is that right?
How many Yankee games have you been to in the last two
years? What kind of week are you having, buddy?
With what?
Sorry?
I'm having a great week, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, where'd you leave your car 3 days ago?
City Field.
Yeah, did that game get played?
It got rained out.
Yeah, where'd you leave your car today?
Yankee Stadium.
Did that game get played?
I also go to tons of games.
Excuse you, did that game get played?
Well, hold on.
Yeah,
it did not.
No. Okay.
How many Yankee games have you been to in the last year? Just answer the question.
One.
Which game was that?
It got rained out.
Okay, two. You're 0 for 2. I go to tons of Mets and Yankee games.
Oh, so your odds
There's
are better.
Naturally going to be rainouts. You were 2 for 2 in rainouts.
Yes.
It's your fault. You owe her the bobblehead.
You owe it to her.
I mean, they sent me five. They're sitting in my office. I can just send her one.
I ransacked your office.
I was
going
to surprise Big Mac, on the way to the game with the bobblehead. But
you have no bobblehead in your office.
You don't want to do that. That's fine.
No.
That's fine.
Trust me, I was going through your office today.
Why were you going through my office, Steve Summers?
I just wanted to check it out.
Is that right?
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.